As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right, let's do it. Fred Rogan and Rob Parker in today for Rodney at AM 570 LA Sports. Just an hour. So it's just a cup of coffee for us. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Fred. How are you? You know what, Fred?
What?
On most nights, an hour is just about good enough so we can make it happen. Sorry about that.
On a good night.
On a good night. That's what I said. On a good
on a good night. You know, not an average outing, but on a good night.
Good night, right, good night. But, hey, great to be here on a Friday in Los Angeles. So much going on, Fred.
Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff to do today, Rob. And we're going to start with the wonderful, wonderful world of sound, okay? We've got three separate sound bites we want people to hear.
Yes.
Let's just do it off the top.
All right.
All right. So the Lakers are in Orlando tonight. You know, what team will show up? We're not sure.
They better win, Fred. They're 5-point favorites. I'm going to put some shekels down on the Lakers tonight.
Yeah.
No?
Well, they're playing a bad team, which could be problems. You know, bad teams beat them. Good teams beat them. They're playing a bad team. We will see. And, you know, you were on yesterday, and I've been talking about it, as has Rodney. Really, what do you do with the Lakers? What's the problem with the Lakers? And we've talked an awful lot about who's to blame, who should get it.
Right.
Charles Barkley from the wonderful world of sound did the very best job, Rob, of summing up the situation with the Lakers. Listen.
The Lakers are such wussies. And I only say wussies because I can't say the word I want to say.
I know.
The way they have trying to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel under the bus is just really pissing me off. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit out like all these clowns on other networks got their head up the Lakers' booties. Now, they're blaming Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook. Listen, the people up top who put that trash together are running and hiding like cowards, saying, oh, it's Frank, it's Russ. You put all them old geezers out there. Listen, the best guy other than LeBron in the last month has been who? Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
And for y'all to be bringing a guy who was on the street and he becomes your second best player and the general, whoever running that trash out there getting away, it's ridiculous, man.
Spot on.
Yeah, he couldn't have summed it up any better.
Spot on, Fred. Spot on, Charles Barkley. That's why he's one of the best. He's not afraid to say what needs to be said. And he's right. He's 100% right. But Fred, you, Rodney, me, other people, we question this collection of older players and Russ and this trying to work. There was a big question mark. Do you remember LeBron telling everybody, y'all better keep your same energy later on when we put this together? Remember that?
I do.
Because people were critical of the makeup of this team. Everybody.
It's... it's unbelievable when you think about it that they're in the position they're in. And now nationally, at least Charles Barkley was able to speak out about it. The Lakers are really in a bad spot, and it's not going to get any better. When AD comes back, Rob, if he plays out of his mind, like LeBron is, and I'm telling you, I don't believe that'll be the case, this turns into a lost season.
Right. It's definitely one that, you know, when LeBron's in year 19 and putting up the numbers, for the Lakers to have to punt this year and be like, well, we'll see what we can do next year, and there's no guarantee, and, you know, next year's year 20. Fred, this is a big miscalculation on the Lakers' part as you waste a year of LeBron.
So Russell Westbrook spoke, Rob, and he said, hey, look, you know, I'm about winning. I'm about the team. And if they take me out, we got to figure it out. We've got to work together. I mean, he didn't blast Frank Vogel for taking him out of the game after in the scouting report they said, force LeVert to the left. Force LeVert to the left. And he ran right by Russell Westbrook on the right side. And that was the end of Russell Westbrook for the night. He wasn't playing any defense. But Russ said, you know, it's fine. It's all fine. Because we just got to figure this out. We will figure it out. I like that he took that approach. I like that he didn't start blasting people. I guess how could he, given what he was doing?
He hasn't played well enough to be blasting people, really. I mean, that's the problem. So he's got to kind of fall in line and want to be a team guy.
But what an indictment this is to the front office and to LeBron, who actually was instrumental in Russell Westbrook coming. What an indictment. Here's a guy that is a superstar, an NBA top 75 player in league history. You go out and trade for him, and you can't play him in crunch time because he hurts you more than he helps you. He can't shoot.
Right.
All right, so you can't play him. If he can't shoot, you can't play him in crunch time. So that then really begs the question, hindsight is 20/20. What in God's name were you doing making this move? This is not the guy you needed.
It was one of those things because Buddy Hield wasn't sexy enough, Fred, didn't have a big enough name, you know, whether or not, you remember, like, everybody thought, like, he would fit. That's a guy who would fit with this team, but you know what? They want to have the big three like they have in Brooklyn. They wanted names. They would have four top 75 players on their roster, right? And I think that's what they were looking at. It was about Hollywood and L.A. and the big names come here. OBJ, Mookie Betts. Look at all of LeBron came to L.A. Look at all the stars. Buddy Hield? Does he fit into that? He's from Sacramento. He doesn't fit in, even though he fits in on the floor. But name-wise, Fred, he didn't fit.
No, they went with the sexy name, and they made a terrible, terrible mistake. I think we can sit here and say, and I know it's a Laker town, they're not winning the title this year. I cannot see that now, Rob. They're not winning the title.
How? They can't even beat teams consistently. We just saw the Pacers come in and do what they did, Fred, and we've seen other bad teams come to L.A. and win. And you know what? I know it's easy to say, well, Anthony Davis is out. You can't beat some of these also-rans, Fred, with LeBron and Westbrook, two of the top 75 players in NBA history. Those two guys can't beat the Pacers? I mean, what do you need? You need four Hall of Famers to beat the Pacers at home? Come on. It's a cop-out. It's an excuse. You don't need that many players. LeBron James is putting up all these points, Fred, and they can't even win. Years ago, if LeBron put up 35 and 9 and 9, you would win. It wouldn't even be a question about it. Now it's a toss-up. You're not even sure you can win, even with those kind of numbers.
Yeah, so the Lakers are in Orlando tonight. As Rob pointed out, they are 5-point favorites. They better not lose tonight.
They better not. They lose tonight, Frank Vogel will be fired. I feel like they can't. That would be another embarrassing loss. And how many games have the Magic won, Fred? 8 or 9?
Yeah, they haven't won many.
Don't you think that would be like, oh my God, they can't even beat the Magic.
The Magic are 8-38.
8 games. There you go.
8-38. Yeah. Well, you know, you say, oh my God, they can't even beat the Magic. Oh my God, they can't beat Oklahoma City. We've already had our oh my God moment. That's
what we've had them too many times.
Yeah, we already know that they can't do it. I'm sure.
I'm sure God is saying, can you stop taking my name in vain when it comes to the Lakers? Okay.
Okay, shall we continue with the wonderful world of sound?
Yes, we got another piece.
All right. So now, you know, Penny Hardaway is the head coach.
Oh, my.
At Memphis. And Memphis has not played well. Memphis has struggled. They've not played well. So that left Penny to face the music after the game.
I think the one thing I can say to this media, because this media gets kind of up sometimes when it comes to me, we don't have our full roster. Y'all know we don't have our full roster. Stop asking me stupid questions about if I feel like I can do something. If I had my roster like they did, then I feel like I can do whatever I want to do. I'm coaching really hard. My boys are playing really hard. I'm not embarrassed about nothing. We have 4 freshmen starting. Y'all need to act like it. Act like we got 17, 18, and 19-year-olds out here trying to learn how to play against 22, 23, and 24-year-old guys. Come on, man. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Like, don't do that. I work too hard. I work way too hard for that. Y'all write all these bullshit articles about me, and all I do is work. We got young kids on the floor. They got young kids on the floor.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. And if I'm the president or the dean or the president of the university, I have to have a talk with him, because that comes off as a bad thing for a guy who's supposed to be a leader of young men. You don't need to go to that route and use that kind of language and put it out there. You represent that university and those kids. You could take up for him, Fred, without that. And I don't know. Since when do older players automatically beat younger players? Is that how it goes?
Not necessarily.
So I don't even know where that comes from. And if you want to say we're struggling because we don't have it in our roster, you could say that, and my kids are doing all they can. All the profanity and acting as if he's Teflon and nobody should criticize him because they're losing. Reporters understand if you're shorthanded, Fred, but that doesn't mean you could go out and get blown out every night, right? You put together a roster.
I don't mean to laugh. I really don't.
That was terrible, Fred.
What's wrong with him? What's the matter with him?
Right. I don't get it.
He might be the first head coach I've ever heard say, stop disrespecting me, bro.
Yeah. Right. Stop disrespecting me, bro. Hey, Kev, when did Penny Hardaway win a national championship? Did I miss that?
Never.
Never. How about never? What do you mean disrespecting you? My God. Guys are so sensitive. Penny Hardaway is the Masote.
Yes.
The most sensitive of all time. Stop it already. My God. You can't even criticize anybody when you don't. I always say sports has a short menu, Penny. Wins and losses. That's all there is. Nobody wants to hear about, oh, well, our guy's 17, he's 18. Oh, our guy did this. Nobody cares about that. You put out a team, it doesn't mean you should get blown out every night. Come on. And if they can't compete, then stop playing. Forfeit the games. You're telling us that you can't compete.
Yeah, just don't show up.
Exactly. Come on. That's lame. So lame.
Should we continue with our final piece from the wonderful world of sound?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know we don't have a ton of Edmonton Oiler hockey fans here in Los Angeles.
Wow. Edmonton Oiler. Is Wayne Gretzky still playing? I'm just trying to figure this out.
No, he's not.
Okay.
But Leon Draisaitl is. Now, Leon is a pretty good player. And Edmonton has not done much since December 1st. So, I mean, they've really been struggling. So, after the game, another loss, Leon was asked about the team's struggles.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think's the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not a very good one.
Okay.
Well, I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Good.
Yeah. Why are you so pissy?
Wow. I don't think I've ever called a player pissy in a press conference, but I've said my other questions in the press conference, so I get it. Wow. Okay.
I mean, as a guy that asks questions, I ask them too, but I mean, you're a writer. So, you know, your questions are far more pointed. When I go to those news conferences, I sit and listen. I might follow up, but I listen. Because I let the writers, who do this every single day, ask the question.
No, I get it, Fred. That makes sense to me. The guys who are around every day. And if they miss something, Fred, then you could follow up, right? If you want something a little bit more, or you want a soundbite for Channel 4, for the newscast, the sportscast, then you might follow up on your own thing. But I hear you in those press conferences. The beat writers are more in tune than anybody else. Even for a guy like me, a columnist who comes in every so often, Fred, right? I'm going to give the leeway to the beat writer first.
Yeah, because they're there. They know what's going on. But in all the news conferences I've ever been to, and I've been to a few, I've never heard a reporter turn on the guy they're asking questions to and go, "You're being a little pissy." I've never heard that
but
before.
But it's obvious from that exchange they have a rub. You know what I mean? Like, because he says every time I ask you a question, you don't really want to answer it, or you don't give me an answer. So there's something deep rooted there that's played out, and that's why he would do that. Because I think that would be a lot normally for a guy to do it, Fred, off the rip. You know, like just say that when there's no history or bad blood between the two.
You know, the guy that used to get under everybody's skin, and by the way, I thought he was spectacular as a writer. I did radio with him. That didn't go so well. But I thought he was a great writer. It was T.J. Simers.
Yeah, T.J., yeah. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, right?
He knew exactly how to get under your skin fast.
Right.
Just the way he would phrase questions and what he would focus on. And he wouldn't do it, really, in a confrontational way. But he just knew what buttons to push with everybody. And I thought his columns were always great. I mean, there were some people that didn't like him, but I thought he was just fantastic.
I once asked Dave Dombrowski, who was the general manager of the Tigers. They had fired the manager, and they were going to start a managerial search. And Dave had, you know, a bad string of hiring people. And my question was, given your horrid history of hiring managers, what's going to be the criteria this time?
How'd that go over?
That did go over well.
Okay, you know what, Rob? I think we have a bonus element.
Do we? Bonus sound? One more?
One more from the wonderful world of sound. We have a bonus element. Now, this is Antonio Brown. And is it safe to say, as people that don't know him, but have observed him throughout his career, he does have some issues of some sort. Is that fair to say, Rob?
Yes, I would say he has issues.
Okay. I mean, it seems rather apparent.
We haven't diagnosed him. We're not his doctors, Fred, right? He's not been on our couch charging him $200 an hour or anything like that. But it's pretty apparent something's going on.
Well, here is Antonio Brown from the I Am Athlete podcast.
If we all players and we all saying we care about mental health, why every time something happened bad or how someone react, oh, he's crazy, there's something wrong with his mental health. There's nothing wrong with my mental health. I'm not passive aggressive. B. Muscle said he was going to be passive aggressive, listen to a guy, tell him, get the F out of here, when the guy already said he never wanted you, whatever, whatever.
That's Antonio Brown.
Yeah, okay.
He has no problems. There's nothing wrong. He's just fine.
He's just, is that what he is? Okay.
He's
that
fine. You heard him.
It feels bad. You know what? You can look into him, Fred, and think something's wrong because he made it through, what, 8 years in Pittsburgh, basically, right? Mike Tomlin was unbelievable because none of this stuff was out there. He was just playing, put together six of the greatest years a receiver has ever had in this league, right? And then after that, the Pittsburgh, everything, the Raiders and the Patriots, and it just has come undone, and it's always a controversy, always a mess, always something that you say, dude, what are you doing? Why are you being destructive, and why do you keep sabotaging your own career? That's why people think something's wrong with him.
Something is wrong with him. He does need help, and I'm not saying it in a cavalier manner. He's a guy that's really struggling because you cannot, if you have those kinds of gifts in anything, simply lose them. You can't. People that do that need help.
Right, because it's a short, small window, Fred, and you can't waste it. He should be a Hall of Fame wide receiver. He's that great.
Yeah, he is.
He's that great.
All right, now let's get into the Rams. We've completed the wonderful world of sound. Kevin, well done on that today.
Thank you, Fred.
Well done.
That used to be on NBC, wasn't it? Oh, that was the Wonderful World of Walt Disney.
Sorry. Wonderful World of Disney.
Disney, that's right.
That's where I got Wonderful World from.
I thought, see? So you did steal it.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
I used to work with Kelly Lang. Do you remember Kelly Lang?
Yes.
First female news anchor in America.
Really?
Yeah. She started as Dawn O'Day. She did traffic reports from the helicopter for KABC Radio, and they decided that she should be on TV. So Dawn O'Day was her name there. She's Kelly Lang, first female news anchor in America, and did a terrific job. We called her the queen. We would sit during commercial breaks, and John Beard, who was the anchor at that time, would come up with hilarious lines. I mean, he was really a funny guy and just really charming. And he would just come up with stuff, and we would laugh, and we would laugh, and we'd come back on the air. Kelly would immediately use the line. Would immediately, what John Beard said that we all laughed at, Kelly would come back on the air, and she would immediately use the line, and we'd laugh again. And we'd go back to a break, and John goes, why did you take my line? And Kelly goes, well, if I'm going to steal, I'm going to steal from the best.
That's pretty good.
Every time. That's if I'm going to steal, good. I steal from the best. Okay, Rams and Bucks, Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford. This is really the game. This is where we're going to find out what Matthew Stafford is all about. Rams will be without Andrew Whitworth. He's going to miss the game starting left tackle.
I think that's not good.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. The guy that protects him on his offside is not going to be in the game. That being said, Rob, this is do or die. This is it now. I mean, the Arizona game was a layup. That was
right. Arizona never showed up. Matthew Stafford wasn't put in harm's way, Freddie, through 17 passes.
Right.
Sean McVay was very conservative, didn't try to force the issue, right? You get a big lead, you run the football, eat up clock. That was an easy game. This is the real game where Matthew Stafford is going to have to outplay Tom Brady. Period. Can he do it?
Well, that's the question. Can he do it? I have to tell you, the loss of Whitworth hurts because he's very talented. He's a veteran. I think the Rams can beat Tampa Bay. I think they can beat Brady. I think they can beat the Bucks, and I think they will advance to the NFC Championship game. But it all comes down to Matthew Stafford. I think the Rams win the game, Rob. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy, and Tampa has some injuries and different things going on there. They weren't tested last week. Philadelphia didn't even belong in the playoffs. Fred, were they a playoff team?
No.
The Eagles? They weren't a playoff team.
Cardinals either.
Cardinals weren't. They weren't. The Steelers weren't. There are a couple teams, but definitely Tampa rolled over a team that just wasn't that good. Couldn't throw the football. One-dimensional running. When they did throw the football, it was two picks for Tampa Bay. So I wrote a column, Fred. I did send it. I don't know if you didn't get a chance to read it yet, but I sent it called from Deadspin.com. And it's ABB. Welcome to ABB.
ABB.
And that stands for Anybody But Brady. So I'm going with the Rams and Stafford in the upset. Don't ever say I'm a L.A. hater, okay, Fred? When you guys don't say I'm a L.A. hater. I'm picking the Rams to upset Brady and the Bucks.
I'm with you.
Did you faint? No?
No,
people in L.A.
faint.
Just fainted.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, people that listen to this have fainted. There's no question. Is anybody still alive listening?
Hello, is this on?
Yeah. No, I see the Rams winning. I do. It's not Tampa Bay's year. I think, but man, I just, Matthew Stafford, this is it. This is why you're here.
This is it. And ultimately, we talked about it before, Fred. For him, the seal of the deal is they got to win a Super Bowl. That's really what he was brought here for. They have a defense. They have a lot of star players. You know, anything short of that in the next 3 years, and it will be a failure. Because moving forward, you don't have anything. You've given up your picks. The cupboard will be bare, and you will have tried it, put all your chips in the middle, and you will have lost. So they are willing to take this. Like, winning, beating the Arizona Cardinals and getting steamrolled in Tampa will not be, people won't be happy with that if Stafford doesn't play well and throws a couple of picks or something like that. It'll be hell to pay.
They've got to get to the conference championship.
At least.
At least. You're being far more generous than I am. You're saying if they can't win it in 3 years, they're built to win it now. Of course, we know the Lakers tried that, and we know how that went.
That's right.
But they're built to win it now. This is the plan.
No, I get it, Fred, with what they have and the players and Von Miller and OBJ and even the stars they have on defense, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. They're not getting younger, right? They're not getting younger. How long can you keep it together and finally you got to win?
Yeah. It's a failure if they don't get to the conference championship. I'll give them a pass on the Super Bowl this year. It's a failure if they don't get to the conference championship. But they've got to win because they're built for this now. And it was the plan going in. And fortunately, the game not being played at SoFi last year helped out. Because the plan was, the master plan, Kevin Demoff and Stan Kroenke, the Rams would be in the Super Bowl the year the Super Bowl was played at SoFi. So it's all lined up now. They've got their opportunity. And we'll see how Matthew Stafford does.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I'm excited. I'm not an I told you so guy. I'm really not. But I told you so. We'll explain that.
Now's your chance to win $1,000.
Unbelievable.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Deposit. That's deposit. Enter at am570lasports.com. Thanks for joining us on your ride.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Speaking of which, traffic.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Now we don't care. I don't care. Not on Friday.
Hey, Fred, I got a question for you real quick.
Sure.
Now, Meatloaf died, right? The singer Meatloaf?
I believe so.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was like a character actor and he couldn't sing. Did you know that?
No.
Kevin, am I wrong?
I hadn't heard that, Rob. Is that true?
Yeah, I was listening to the 80s on 8 on Sirius, and they were saying that he didn't sing. Like, he was just like a frontman actor who took on a persona of this crazy rock guy, and that's who Meatloaf, I never knew that. This dude sold 100 million records, and he didn't sing.
I told you the Meatloaf story, right?
No.
Kevin, I ever tell you about the Meatloaf party story? I think I did.
I vaguely remember it, but refresh my memory, please.
All right, years ago, Pat O'Brien.
Who, Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah, well, at one time did a show here and on Fox Sports Radio.
Trust me, I remember.
Okay. Yes. Five Meatloaf songs.
Ronnie and I were knee-deep in that. Trust us, we know.
Okay. Pat O'Brien used to have this Christmas party, and it's when we lived at Mulholland Park in Tarzana. Jim Rome lived up there for a while as well. All right. So
all ex-bad radio hosts. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong. Wow. Anyway, so we would have this Christmas party, and he invited us. So we went to the Christmas party, and who was there? Heather Locklear.
So, wow.
Yeah, I mean, he had celebrity friends. We didn't know anybody, but we went.
Right.
And we're walking around, and my wife really liked Heather Locklear. Really thought, you know, she was it. She wanted to
be. Was she as pretty in real life? Because you know, Fred, when you meet people, they don't always look as good.
Now, Heather Locklear is very pretty.
Okay, she's okay. Pretty.
So anyway, we go up. And, you know, my wife introduces herself to Heather Locklear. And, you know, they start talking. And, you know, she goes, this is my husband. And Heather goes, oh, it's Fred. Yeah. She goes, God, I didn't realize you were married to him. I thought you were one of Meat's girls. Because Meatloaf was there.
One of Meat's girls?
Yeah, I thought you were one of Meat's girls. That's like.
Wow.
Yeah. So Meat had some meat, apparently.
Apparently, yeah, at the party.
Yeah.
Meat
was, showing the meat. All right. I was right about this, so apologize to me.
Okay. I apologize.
Good. Starting this season in AAA, they're going with the robot umpires. The automated strike zone in AAA baseball. The Albuquerque Isotopes will use it. The Dodger team will use it in Oklahoma City, Charlotte, El Paso, Vegas, Reno, Round Rock, Sacramento, Salt Lake, the Sugar Land Skeeters, and the Tacoma Rainiers. They're going with the automated strike zone starting this year in AAA. Now, this is not the independent league. This is not the low minors. This is AAA. And what does that tell you? I think we're 2 years away from seeing it in Major League Baseball.
I'm not there, Fred. I hear you, and yes, that's a big leap, and I think it's a mistake. We're human beings. We're not robots. It's okay. We don't need to be perfect.
Yeah, we do.
Look at the NFL. They have instant replay, right? Right. They get it wrong every Sunday, Fred. We watch the replay and they still get it wrong. So there's nothing that's going to be perfect. And that's not the life we want to live. It's okay. You know why they put erasers on pencils, Fred?
Yeah, I know.
Because people make mistakes.
Yeah, I know that, Rob. I know.
It's all right.
No, but here's the problem.
Why do we have to have everything perfect? Everything has to... No, we can't get a call wrong. Why not?
Because the game must be decided by the participants. And because given technology in the world that we live in today, it doesn't equate. These games are now built for television, all of them. That's where they make their money. They're all built, their TV shows.
But with human beings, tell me what game, maybe a handful of games in the 150 years of baseball, there was some umpire who made a bad call that cost the team a championship.
Stop.
How many times does it happen? Every year? Every game?
First of all, you should stop. And here's why. Number one, one game, one call is bad enough. It happens all the time. Hear me out. Give me a little runway here.
All right, go ahead. I'm back.
All right. When you watch a baseball game, they now put that square up where the strike zone is. You can see it. The square is there. If the ball's inside the square or touches one of the lines of the square, it's a strike. If it's outside the square, it's a ball. Done, the end. We know that because we're watching it. Technology has brought us to that point. Our mind doesn't work. Well, he just missed that call. We don't function that way anymore. We see what we see. If it's a strike, it's supposed to be a strike.
Fred, how many times have you watched NFL games where they have the first down marker on TV and it's not correct?
Yeah.
It's not correct. Oh, no, look. The line on CBS says it's a first down. And then they measure it, and it's not a first down. It's not an exact science.
Well, that's on CBS.
Okay.
That's on CBS.
I get what you're saying, but it's not going to change the game for me. My God, really? Is that why we have an issue with baseball, or because the umpires don't call every pitch that's a strike a strike?
They need to.
Why?
Because the players decide the game, not the umpires. Now, that's a tough job, by the way. And nobody's saying we're taking all the umpires out.
Well, where are they going then? We don't need them. Let's send them to the unemployment line. Is that what you want?
No, we don't. No, I'm not saying that. Guys are working the bases. There's somebody at home plate.
Why? What? We don't need them. Just watch the TV replay and make the call from there. We don't need them there, Fred. It's just window dressing. Just to have a fat guy with a black jacket on standing at first base. We don't need him. 99% of the calls the first baseman could make by himself. I caught the ball before you got here. You're out. I don't need an umpire.
This is not the Park League. By the way, the Major League Baseball Umpires Association signed off on this. Because they have no choice, because it's going to happen.
I will say, now, this is not necessarily a perfect system yet either. I mean, there has been reports of, like, bouncing, breaking balls that are being called strikes in the automated strike zone. This was initially put in the Arizona Fall League a couple of years ago. So all the kinks have not been worked out.
Exactly, because the ball goes past the plate, even though it bounced in front of it, right, Kev?
Yeah,
and then
it did.
It's registered as a strike, Fred.
And so, well, right, and you should still hit it.
Come on.
Yeah, everybody's if it's in the strike zone, you should hit it.
It's like the problem, like the self-driving car situation. It's like, if there's one accident involving a self-driving car, people are like, no, we shouldn't do this. A human wouldn't have done that, even though a lot of the studies are the opposite. So it's like, we would have less tolerance for a bad call from a machine than we would from a human to a certain degree. Ah, humans make mistakes. Things happen. If a machine calls a guy out on a ball that bounces or something, and it costs somebody a playoff game, I mean, what are you doing?
Fred, I see this tweet from Bill Kittle. He said, this is directed at you. Fred, word in the 570 hallways is that Don Martin is shifting to an automated on-air talent in large area radiuses. No need for local interaction. If the machine breaks dead air, good luck, baseball. See? Is that what you want? You want what? You don't need to come in, Fred. We'll just put on a automatic robot to do your show.
You know,
and
really
all
sad.
He'll do, right? You and you program him to be a local homer, so he loves everybody, everything's good, and you don't have to come in.
You know what's really sad about that?
What?
They already do that in music radio.
Yeah, that's already in the works.
that's already happening.
Some music radio stations, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? They did that. What was that station called? Jack or whatever? You remember they tried to do that in the 90s with no DJs, and guess what? People didn't listen to those stations. They didn't do what people thought. Oh, we don't need DJ. Just tell them what the time is and the temperature and the traffic and keep it moving. People didn't listen to those stations. And stations that had real people and real shows and interaction, those shows did way better than people who had the automated no DJ radio stations.
That's fair to say. And I appreciate it and respect what you're saying, but it doesn't matter. The automated strike zone is coming. Got to have a little spirituality before we get out of here. So we'll do that next.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
All right, Fred Rogan and Rob Parker in today for Rodney. Just an hour for us. But we can't get out of here. Start our weekend without our spirituality. We need it to come together as a people. And to provide that spirituality, as he does each and every day, we welcome on Vic the Brick with a daily haiku at 2, which today is at 12:50. Vic, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon, Fred.
Hello, Vic.
He's in for Rodney Pete. He's a baseball aficionado. He has a Hall of Fame vote. He'll be on MLB Network to throw down his hardball knowledge. It's Rob Parker, y'all.
What's happening, Vic?
Also, the passing of Louie Anderson was very, very tough for all fans today as well, as the meet. We lost Louie today. Such a funny man.
Actually, very funny.
Did we lose both of them?
We lost Louie earlier as well.
And Meatloaf.
And the Loaf.
We've never seen them in the same room at the same time, have we? Oh, I'm sorry.
Too soon, maybe?
A little bit.
Too soon, I'm sorry.
Just a little bit. Vic, we got about 5 minutes for the haiku.
His knowledge is vast. He's indefatigable, he's relentless, he's tireless. And he provides incredible sports knowledge to everyone every day. Because you guys, you read his pregame reports, they're unbelievably detailed. The attention to detail is unparalleled. It's Kevin Figgers.
King Flavor?
Okay, Fig now.
Come on now.
The Arc to Triumph, the Arc of Audio. Ronnie Fossey.
I'm feeling you, VTB. Ah.
Come on. Yeah. Rams. Fred, you nailed it. Andrew Whitworth's going to be a very tough blow. He's the heart and soul of the offensive line at left tackle. He's only allowed 16 quarterback pressures the entire season. He's sensational when he's in there. The Rams' offense is a different animal. When Andrew Whitworth is on the O-line, will not be there in Tampa on Sunday. But still, the Rams, a formidable, formidable group. And their timing is perfect because, you know, the Bucks are banged up as well. With that in mind, we go to Basho for our haiku today.
Oh, okay.
Because even Basho had Rams on his mind. This haiku for you on this Friday, January the 21st. The sun shines in the sky and far across the moor, right across the bow of the pirate ship, there flits a single butterfly. Aaron Donald.
Oh, God.
Rams 27, Bucks 24. I'm feeling you. Basho.
The moor, whatever that was, the butterfly, got that. The pirate ship, Vic, that wasn't real. The pirate ship, Vic, Basho mentioned the pirate ship.
Yes, Basho. Well, I injected the pirate ship into the verse.
Right. So that wasn't even real. You made it up again.
No, it's not, Fred. It's called enhancement.
Okay.
We live in a land of enhancements.
Fred knows about enhancements. I mean, what are we saying?
That's so unnecessary.
Sets you up for that.
Yeah, he sure did.
Call me your wingman. Wing, wing.
It's a wing, wing, Vic.
It's a wing, wing.
All right. Vic, nice job on a haiku.
A feeling, you guys. Come on. Now.
And Vic, thanks for the plug for MLB Network on Tuesday night, 4 to 8 Eastern. Can't wait.
They flying Beautiful. You back there?
Yeah, I'm flying to New York on Sunday.
Are they
Sunday
picking
night.
It up?
Of course. What do you think? I'm not going there for free.
They're putting you in a hotel?
Yes, the Marriott with points, Fred. Picking me up in a limo. The whole 9 yards.
Very nice.
Have a slice for me.
Yes.
All right, well, Super Week Los Angeles is almost here, and keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see more than 30 athletes and entertainers play together to support military and first responders at the 22nd annual Celebrity Sweat Flag Football Game, Saturday, February 12th at Pepperdine. It'll feature captains Doug Flutie and Tracy McGrady. Check out celebflagfootball.com. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you. Great week. Really appreciate it. Rob, thanks for hanging today. Love you.
Always. You know it. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, Petros and Mon Air next. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say...